All right, Gary, what are we recording this week? What are we playing this week? Talking about this week?
Yep, well, I'll answer your questions in the series I receive them.
Okay.
This week, we recorded already Watch Out for Fireballs Dispatch.
Okay.
We will be, or now we're recording a couple episodes of Abject Suffering and a couple weeks of Monster My Podcast.
As we do.
As we do. So those are the, that's the first question.
Okay. All right.
What was the second question?
What are we playing or what are we, no, I said, what are we talking about? And then what are we playing?
So we're going to talk about whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever we want.
Whatever we want. There's no governing body.
Right.
And then what we're playing, I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
So, I am here in Texas.
Ooh.
With you.
Big sky country.
Big sky country. The stars at night. Are big and bright,
right
in the heart of Texas
because of the pollution, and
yes, largely because of the pollution, and you know, the cowboys,
lousy cowboys, lousy ruining my air quality, yeah,
yep. So just farting,
mm-hmm.
So the at this like computer warehouse,
okay,
a real thing that is closed down, it's like this awesome,
oh, they build them in abandoned malls.
It's a no. This is an old school one.
Oh, okay.
It's closing down, and the guy is dying or dead. I don't know, but he's been you know, people have been making this pilgrimage here for old, who like old computer stuff.
Okay.
And the guy is dying or dead, and the you know, it's only open on certain days. It's not open today, but I think figured we'd break in, and kind of pick through the remnants that haven't been bought, and maybe get ourselves some new keyboards.
Yeah. Okay. I'm also on the lookout for a particular brand, for a particular IBM 8-bit microcomputer. Mm-hmm. It's necessary for my time machine.
That's going to work. That's going to be perfect. Okay. So rocks are nature's keys. I'm going to get us in.
Okay. Here. Wow. You chose the one window that was intact and then broke it. We could have just gone through the other ones. The place is abandoned.
Yeah. Well, it's largely abandoned.
Okay.
You know, and also otherwise it's just entering. And I figured like, if we're going to get arrested, let's get arrested for both, you know?
Yeah.
So here's a big pile of keyboards here. These are mostly ones that have been picked over, though. Like, some of these are missing keys.
Yeah, no, these have definitely been harved.
Yeah, let's just kind of dig through here and see if we can find one that maybe suggests a game, or you can find that time machine thing.
Ooh, this one, it is a cherry platinum switch. They only made like four of these.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, it's when it looks pretty intact.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's like, good. That's good.
There's a missing key, though.
Oh, is it an important one?
Yeah. Like, it's a good keyboard, but there's no escape.
That's good. I like that.
You're all mixed signals here, Ross.
Hey, you know, I am just dishing it back to you like you did for Frogger 2.
Nobody remembers that.
Least of all us. No, we can make do. We can take a paperclip. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Escaping is overrated anyway.
You know what? I'm getting actually on my PDA. I'm getting a call from the game computer back at the base.
Okay.
It's set to always record because I invited us into the Amazon ecosystem.
Mm.
So it always knows when I'm talking, and it seems like it reacted to something I said.
Okay. What's it saying?
Pocket is going absolutely apeshit. My friend, it is rain. It's not like thousands of bugs falling down from the sky. You can't chase it. It's rain.
Is he watching or his eyes darting?
He's going back and forth between running around the road and laps on the floor and then jumping up onto the window and staring outside of at the rain with his eyes like going back and forth like a
Felix clock.
Yeah. Yep. And then jumping back down on the floor and freaking out.
Huh.
Hey, buddy, my friend, you got crazy baby. Anywho, it's saying No Escape is apparently a game.
And oh, this is the strongest. This is the strongest case I've seen for the Mandela effect.
Yeah, I didn't think this was real at all.
This is not from our reality.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering. Abject Suffering. Where's that coming from?
I don't know, Gary. It's on your end.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
Everything is coming apart at the seams. I did not
have that window open at all.
Huh.
How did that happen? It was like I didn't have it like my attention to it.
Is it an old school pop under?
It was like a pop under.
Oh, they're back in pog form.
But anyway, now I can't find the one that I was going to use. I'm just going to choose one here. Abject Suffering, Schadenfreude in short form.
Hmm.
Brad Galloway.
Nice.
Thank you, friend of the show, Brad Galloway.
Yeah, I'd like to apologize for messing up the intro at the start there. I don't know what happened. There's no excuse. Yeah, I took my eye off the ball, and that is on me.
Accountability, one of our core values.
Hmm.
Abject Suffering.
Yep. Is that a new intro? Is that one of the? Is that what somebody put in?
Accountability. No, I just. It's actually one of the Modred's core values.
Do you have brand pillars in Modred?
We have four. There are four core values to Modred.
Okay. Modred is your band. It is the band that you play with people who come up on the show. Yeah.
Yep, Andrew and Brian. It is accountability.
Okay.
Precision.
Okay.
What is the third core value?
Excellence.
No, it's I can't remember the third one, which is bad because the fourth core value is core values. So, it's a real failure. Of a couple of my core values. I wonder if I put core values into my Gmail search box. We've talked about this in person, or did we talk about this?
Are these core values? Is it part of the packet that you send to every venue?
And we should really start doing it. Here's a first discussion of it where we talked about one of our core values being no paper trail.
Non-sequential credit cards only.
Yeah, not yeah. Just unmarked bills is one of the core values of Modred. It's fun to be in a band with funny dudes.
Yeah,
we were having a grand old time yesterday. Basically, like singing things to the tune of Spoon Man.
Cool.
Like we were tending our sound garden is what we kept calling it.
Okay.
And sound gardening at night.
So how many of these went beyond just the Spoon Man?
All of them were the hook that leads into Spoon Man. So like we were like sharing the practice space with the goat man, the men who master goats.
Yes. Yes. And you sent me pictures of their notebook stuff.
Yeah. There's also an update. To the goat man as
okay.
Well.
All right. Tell me about tending your sound garden, and then we can talk about the goat man.
Well, just the joke was that that like blaze the rhythm in his hand.
Oh, okay.
My pants are brown and red. Like so, all the dumbass part of that song.
Yeah.
All my pants are red, red, red.
Is it like a call and response? Like, is this a team sport or is it?
Yeah, like we were finishing each other's jokes about it.
Yes.
But it was mostly that part of. Absolutely ridiculous song, Spoon Man. Yeah. It's like definitely my top 10 songs about Spoon Man.
Mm,
you know? Oh, my hands are running. Man.
I prefer the fabulous Admiral Hambone.
Yeah. So the Goatmasters.
Okay.
They have had this song chart, which I talked about.
Yes.
Right? On their whiteboard. Like, it starts with a riff called Bluestallica. And then like it's like chug riff, slow riff, epic riff, chug riff slow, and stuff like that is their things. They name that song finally.
Ooh, what is it?
So The Felling of the Doom Tree.
I like that quite a bit.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Big Final Fantasy V energy.
Mm.
Like it's and at first I thought it said Feelings of the Doom Tree, and I was like real into it.
Oh yeah.
And then I was like, oh, Felling of the Doom Tree.
Yeah.
They also very clearly got Christmas gifts that are like notebooks that are like my lyrics, and they're like branded like lyric books. And I was like, like one of the guys in this band's mom get this for the band. It's very cute.
It's so good.
They're a darling.
Oh man. I really wish these guys the best.
I hope they're doing okay.
I hope they find an audience. I don't think of like, chug metal when I think of Portland.
Well, it's a diverse place,
but it's not a diverse place, but
hold up. I've never seen them play anywhere. And they had the practice space for a long time before we first started practicing about it. When me and Andrew, it was just the two of us in the band.
Right.
So they've been at least like a band for like 2 years. I've never seen them play out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that they have found this audience.
Yeah. Maybe they're waiting for the audience to develop.
To find them.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the audience is me. I overheard them once. We showed up one day when they were practicing.
How were they?
You know,
not to your taste.
Yeah. Metallica. Epic Meltdown. Chug riff slow. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Was not for me.
Yeah.
Double kick.
Yeah. The big double kick energy is tough. That's
But it was really slow. That was the thing I was surprised about. Like, that's the kind of metal they are, is that like lurching
kind of sludge metal kind of deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas like, if I'm going to listen to metal, at the very least have some energy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to listen to sludge.
Nope.
Nothing I like with sludge in it. What is this show? Has it been a long time since we recorded or something? I don't actually know. I have no sense of place for where we're at in this conversation.
It's because I messed up the intro, Gary.
I know. we've been life on Mars. Like, we're in a second reality now.
So the last time we recorded Abject Suffering was on January the 13th. So 10 days ago, the same day that we recorded Unfilmable.
Okay, who can be expected to remember something for 10 days?
Marie Vos Savant.
Yeah, not me.
Not me.
So Mandela Effect.
Yeah. So apparently in 1994, there was a movie called No Escape starring Ray Liotta, Lance Henriksen, and everybody's favorite, Johnny Drama, Kevin Dillon.
Yeah, and Ernie Hudson.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. He's right on the cover.
It's hard to look at Ernie Hudson because you have Kevin Dillon making a expression. Yeah, he's making the Indiana Jones "We're going to die" face.
We're going to die. Yeah. And did you watch the trailer for this?
No, I didn't.
It looks like it's have. Left.
It does like, it?
Yeah, I'm into it. It's like Ray, this is the exact kind of like sci-fi movie that the mid '90s was really good at.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really like post-apocalyptic. Like, they go to a planet that is basically post-apocalyptic as a prison.
Ooh.
And it's full of like cool raider warlords and stuff. Like, yeah. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, how, this looks good. What's happening? And I've never heard about it. And I was I was literally the target audience for this. I was 14, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's weird.
No, you were down for Liotta.
Super down for Liotta. I mean, I don't think I knew Ray Liotta at the time.
No, you hadn't seen Goodfellas.
I don't think so. Not by when I was 14.
Yeah, it's a bit adult.
Yeah,
maybe when you're older, Gary.
Yeah, well, I hadn't played Vice City yet either.
Ah, yes. Yeah, no, but it like it's, you know, the set in 2022. So cool.
Coming soon.
But yeah, they're sent to like a prison island where they are
deep in the bowels of the Gabbard administration.
Oh geez.
Deep on planet Bloomberg.
it's his planet. We just pay rent.
Bloomberg.
Oh geez, but they're sent there and like Liotta has to manage a group of rebels. He joins a group of rebels fighting against the Outsiders, the faction of rebels. Hey Greta, can you not play with that bottle cap? Where are you getting Kevin these Hart bottle caps?
I don't know. Where do you think she's getting them, Cole? You fucking drunk?
I drink a six pack a week, Gary.
How come a week has 7 days, but a six pack only has six? Like hot dogs and buns.
But yeah, it is Ray Liotta, and like a really, you say the mid '90s, but I associate this with like the late '80s. Is the
oh
thing.
Sure,
yeah,
it's got that like. Well, the only reason I say '90s, I think about like Total Recall.
Oh yeah, yeah,
you know, like things like that. But Terminator 2. Mm-hmm. But it has that. This was a big thing in the late '80s as well. Mm-hmm. There's like a golden decade for this kind of like specific trash.
Yes. I just want to pull this sentence. The Insiders have secretly built a scan-proof boat and launch it to tell the outside world about Absalom, which is the however, the boat is destroyed by attack helicopters, causing Father to believe there is an informer among them.
Oh man, not Father. I have a golden opportunity to watch this movie.
You do?
Because my friend Derek Hayes
Ooh,
is
yeah.
visiting.
Nice.
At the end of next month.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go see Tim and Eric.
Of course.
Really excited about that.
Mandatory attendance.
Mandatory attendance. Everybody's got to go. And he's really in the pocket for this kind of shit. So if I'm like, hey, I'm going to, you know, Amazon Rent, No Escape. Do you want to watch it?
He's going to be like, wait, that's not a real movie.
Yeah. When I'm going to be like, no, look, watch the trailer. He's like, yeah.
Okay.
And then we're going to like sit down and like eat junk food and watch it. And it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll have a follow up to the No Escape episode of Abject Suffering.
I was really surprised because like it has a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is like I've never seen
a direct like an A+.
I've never seen like a direct like half and half like that. So, Gary, I might have to watch this movie.
Hell yeah, man. No Escape.
Yeah.
if it's half as good as the game.
We're in trouble. So this game, it was, so this is a random selection. This is from Mike, who says, everything is brown in this game and the controls are horrifyingly bad. And I loaded this up and I played it and I was like, oh, this has Psygnosis stink on it.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Published, not developed. No, it was published by Psygnosis. There we go. Yeah.
Bits Corporation developed it.
Right.
Who also made that like Super Nintendo Frankenstein game, which shares a lot of code with this.
Yeah, no, the Frankenstein game, the one based on the movie, that has shown up on, I think, like literally 10 Exquisite Suffering polls.
Yeah.
And nobody has picked it.
Looking at this, like I'm looking at their, you know, their games they've done and trying to figure out like what, you know, what's the best thing they've done.
Yeah.
Lots of ports, you know, like lots of like weird little ports. So like, I'm sure that the Game Boy version of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves is just a port and it's kind of interesting.
I've actually played Nintendo that
version is.
Yeah. I played that as a kid. It's very similar.
Their big thing is doing, like most of their stuff looks like garbage, but they did a bunch of like R-Type.
Yeah.
Versions of, I'm sure are probably the best thing they've done. But this is a rough developer.
Yeah. Like the other PST.
Oh yes.
Fuck. Oh man. But they've got some alumni on here, like Last Action Hero, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Terminator 2 for the Game Boy. I believe that was one that the Allison had us do. Yeah, there's one here called Dream TV, which I'm very curious about. Using a similar plot to the campy movie Stay Tuned and Crystal Dynamics' video game Gex.
Yes, Stay Tuned.
God, I fucking love Stay Tuned.
So bad.
When he's on the show, he's on the game show, and one of the prizes is just the recliner that Homer invented when he wanted to be the new Edison. So it's a recliner with a toilet.
The end of that, I'm glad you brought that up. Because that's late Simpsons, by which I mean solidly in the first third of the show.
Right, right.
That is an episode I have some affection for.
Yes.
At the end, they show a news report where Edison gets...
gets credit for the electric hammer.
Yeah. And so Lisa's like, Dad, you're taking this really well. And he goes...
Let's just say I'm sitting in the right chair.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm so angry that I'm shitting right now.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
I'm very happy that you noted that you also feel discomfited like that. Me. Yeah.
Like, I was like 16 when I saw that episode, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you know, just like pulled my head out of some girl's pussy and was like, what the fuck? Coming up for air for a second to say, this is horseshit.
This doesn't make any sense. Al Jean. Like, yes.
it's ridiculous. It's one of the like my least favorite. There's like a couple Simpsons things that are from that, like right at the turning point.
Yeah,
it's always stick on me that I, you know, and we, you and I are on Twitter, we were talking about Lisa the Skeptic.
Yeah,
episodes horseshit.
Yeah. Oh, these people also did the Itchy and Scratchy game for the SNES.
That's interesting. Well, in their canceled project, they were making a game based on Thieves World, which is wild.
What is Thieves World?
It is an anthology fantasy series that I read the first like several books of when I was a kid.
Okay.
And like they would get like famous fantasy authors to each write a story, but the idea was it was a shared setting.
Okay.
It was kind of interesting. It was just like a D&D style like town, you know, medieval big city, you know, where there are thieves guilds and stuff. And then they would just have people do short stories. And like some of them were good, some of them were bad. But yeah. I think Robert Asprin was the guy who did it.
Of the Asprin fortune?
Apparently so. I don't know. I don't know. Like, he's the guy who wrote the Myth books, which I also read a lot as a kid.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I've seen those on shelves.
Yeah. Like, you know, kid fantasy books that I had a lot of affection for when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's weird. Like, the idea of a Thieves World video game is really cool. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they would do a good job with it.
No. They gave it to the wrong people.
Yeah. They would fuck it up.
Yeah, no, they had a bunch of they had Die Hard 64 on there, which I'm sure would have been a revelation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the cutting room floor thing, not only are there things left over from Frankenstein, there are things left over from the Itchy and Scratchy game.
Ooh. In No Escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically just a big pile of like leftover code that just happens to turn into Ray Liotta running through Brown.
That sounds like a ghastly euphemism, Gary.
The game is really, really pretty horrendous.
It's really bad. Imagine if somebody tried to cross Prince of Persia with Contra, but made it so enemies constantly overwhelmed you from behind you, and you had no attack really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though you do have a boss fight, like at the end, I did a boss fight against a guy with a spear, and it's like, it's extremely unfair. Mm-hmm. And then died on him, and I got mad and quit.
Yeah, like right after that, you go to like a level select kind of thing, and I tried two of them that seemed pretty. I went to one that is like the Cybermen's camp or something like that, and then like Merrick's Hotel. Just again, like very evocative names, which make me think this movie is going to be very good. But yeah, and I thought like, okay, is there like an order that I'm supposed to do them? Cause I couldn't get off the first screen. This controls extremely poorly, to the point where this feels barely playable, in a way that I like, we haven't encountered on this show for a while.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Since I've played something that I would use the unplayable.
Yeah.
You know, tag. Mm-hmm. For. Lots of punji pits.
Like surprise punji pits that are not like, oh, there's a pit, I need to jump over it. They just really enjoy pulling the floor out from under you, like, when you fall into it.
False floor with full of punjis.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that what those are called? Because I call them punji pits because of
Tony
Hawk, right? I've also heard them called tiger traps.
Oh. Well, let's find out. Let's do some live research here. Punji pit. What is punji pit?
Punji steak or punji steak is a type of booby trap steak, simple spike, etc., etc. Yeah.
Ancient tech and modern war. The hidden punji sticks of Vietnam.
Yeah. That's a horrifying idea because, like, this may be a myth. I think they spread, like, animal feces on them to infect.
Yes.
Like, it's not great.
Animal, if you're lucky.
Yeah. I don't know. If I was forced to choose, what feces I had injected into my torso by a spike.
Yeah. And you are. Which would you choose? Like, okay, here's the scenario. You're falling down a pit.
Okay.
At the bottom of this pit, there's a series of spikes.
Okay, and I'm wearing some kind of flying squirrel suit, and I can direct... Yeah. I can direct my fall.
You're nude. Cool. And you can choose any kind of feces to coat these spikes. Which would you choose? Any kind in the world.
I mean,
it's your birthday.
Okay. I think any kind of the world, it's your birthday. Sorry, that took me a second. I think it would have to be human feces, because I think that like there's a possibility that my body would interpret it as my own and somehow incorporate it. You know, like, so kind of like how, you know, they make you drink that nasty milkshake to restore your gut flora.
Like, yeah, like the poop shake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it might be just a kind of a drastic administration of that. So
interesting
that like that there's a higher my gut flora would have more in common with another person than with a, you know, than with a lemur.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though I did say any in the world, so it doesn't have to be a lemur.
Well, how about my own?
Yeah,
I fall into a spike coated with my shit.
Why did I keep mailing these boxes to these guys? I'm pretty sure it's like if this came up on a show, which I'm pretty sure it did, it was either here or Everything to Guppy.
Oh, I mean, yeah, if I was a betting man.
Yeah, it seems like a safe bet. But I've talked about how before, like if I'm going to walk around and I step in shit, I much prefer to step in an animal shit rather than a human shit, because like, I don't begrudge homeless people shitting outdoors. Like, you gotta shit somewhere.
No, nobody does that because they want to. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, but I think that it creates a relationship between you and that person, kind of.
Yes.
Like, you're just a sentient person, and like, I stepped in your shit. That's weird. Yeah.
Things are never the same between two people. It's never the same between two people once you see their stew, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and that's true in relationships I've been in and stuff like that. Every once in a while, you know, like, been with, you know, live in cohabitation situations, the person living with, like, forgot to flush, and it's like, man, I don't like that.
It's not a reasonable hang-up, but a few hang-ups are reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, I guess your own is a really strong answer for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So.
Yep.
Good answer.
Yeah. You said any in the world.
Like, yeah, I figured, like, maybe you'd want, like, a celebrity or something.
Yeah.
You know? Like, maybe it'd be finally a way to get close to Merlin Mann or something. I don't know.
No, thank you. He eats a lot of pho. I don't think it'd be a good scene.
Yeah. Only the softest meats for my boys.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I am so, you know, is this a thing common to kids, the obsession with booby traps? Like, were you obsessed with booby traps as a kid?
Me and my cousin Tony said that, and he was older than me. He was like 2 years older than me. And I went to go spend a lot of time at his house. He was my one cousin who had money. He's like the one person, whole family had money. So I would spend a lot of time there. My mom would like drop me off there. I'd spend New Year's there, and they would kind of do it up. And in the winter, we went there for New Year's, and the next day we went out and we created on these big snowbanks, because the Midwestern, we would create booby traps, and he called it, we were the bully busters, and we were creating booby traps to stop bullies.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'd make all these, these essentially punji pits in the snow, but with less feces.
Well, there's always going to be some. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's snow.
Yeah.
But we'd create these booby traps in snow.
Yeah.
And we don't know if they worked or anything. It was just like creating these like false,
Were you just like undermining, like, oh, this looks like it's solid, but it just, so in case they happen to be climbing on this.
In this world, it presupposed a lot of like snowbank climbing bullies.
Yeah. Just to underscore how off I am, I almost called a snowbank an ice dune.
We've forgotten everything. It's not even forgotten how to do the show. No. Like, I just think yeah,
I did suffer a lot of head trauma this morning.
Did you?
No.
Yeah, I'm just off the rhythm a little bit.
It's fine.
Yeah. So those are the booby traps that we used to make.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to make some booby traps.
We thought we did out in the woods and stuff. Mm. You know, just like, okay, we're gonna put up this. We're gonna make it look like this is a rope, like a rope that somebody could go across, but it's actually like weak in the middle.
Ooh.
Yeah, to go over the stream. A lot of playing in the woods when I was a kid.
Yeah. Throwing a porno magazine under a box with like a stick and a string tied to stick.
It's the worst trap.
Yeah. Seems legit. I've never seen a cartoon. I caught a cat that way.
You did?
Yeah. Like one of my house cats. Maybe like created that just because I thought it'd be funny and then like put something over there. Yeah. We caught Poet, my old who's dearly departed, actually. Poet died recently. Rest in peace, Poet. My old cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who was very, he's like, he was like, he walked so Pocket could run. Like, he's big Pocket energy on Poet.
Nice. Yeah. I remember in the early days you would yell at Poet. Yeah. Recording. I mean that's basically the same thing that I do to get Greta into her carrier to go to the vet.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's just deceit. Like, oh, you're gonna get treats.
Yeah, this was just to like to see it happen. And it was very funny. It was very satisfying.
did you have the stick rigged up to a string or a rope or something? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Like I think I tied two shoelaces together.
Gotcha.
And then I sat like on my couch, like watching TV or whatever, just like watching the treat under the box.
Did you just like, what was the box? Was it like a laundry hamper or something? Or
it was like an Amazon box.
Okay.
Kind of thing. And then I just pulled the stick, and then Poet was in there.
Yep.
And he stuck his little paws out. He didn't like it. And I left
love
it
that. God, I love it when they stick the paws out.
Yeah. It's like one part of me will be free if I die.
Yeah. So then I just, man, Greta, she, whenever I open a closet, she goes right in, and I don't see, I don't notice her go in. I close it, and then I hear her making her sad laser beam noises, and then I look and see her little gray paw sticking out.
Very cute.
Yeah. Now, this game is terrible. I don't care for it.
Oh man, in good games this company has done though. They did Warlocked.
What?
For the Game Boy Color.
Oh yeah, that
Warlocked is good.
Yeah, you've spoken about this. That was the real-time strategy game.
Yeah, it's like basically like Warcraft 3 scaled down to the Game Boy Color.
That's not a resounding.
it's good though. Like it works really well. It's
okay. Got
86 on Metacritic.
Wow.
No. Yeah, it's really good.
Nice.
It was a really fun game.
Yeah. And then they did Die Hard Vendetta.
Will it be as successful?
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell. Yeah. Can I talk about Mohan?
You can talk about Mohan. I think that this episode is brought to you by Mohan.
Yes. I just want to do a quick shout out to Mohan if Mohan's listening. So I woke up today, my internet was fucked up because Comcast. And it was working, but everything was really slow. I couldn't get anything. If it was a complicated website, it would not load.
Mm-hmm.
It was a simple website. It took a long time to load. And I kept power cycling my router. It didn't work. So I had to get on Comcast voice chat. And I'm loath to use the phone for any reason. So I do that. Okay. And I had a customer service rep named Mohan. And I love Mohan.
Mohan, so you were, okay, was it voice chat? Were you transcribing mm-mm. things that he said? Okay,
Yeah.
You were transcribing what he said.
Well, okay. you said it was if it was voice chat, I'd be transcribing.
Yeah, sorry, I messed up.
It was text chat.
Remember, head trauma, so it was text chat. And then, so you were sending me excerpts of what he was saying. And I got to say, initially, I thought it was too much.
I was really put off by Mohan initially.
Yes.
He was very sweet, overly gregarious.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, he had to have me, wait for a minute to like check my account. And he'd be like, Happy New Year.
And that's reasonable. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, it's a little late. I don't think about that in the 20s of January, but still.
Yeah. But still.
Still fair, not foul. Yeah.
Thoughtful, Mohan.
Yeah.
And I was just, you know, being nice. I was like, oh, thank you. Happy New Year to you. And I have made Mohan's day like doing this.
Like but just, Mohan, just by like responding to him like a human.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He loved it. So like he kept talking and then he, you know, we got through this whole thing. He was like giving me a credit because the problem was on their end, et cetera, et cetera. He like, you know, just farted out all the details of the credit, like the, you know, the conditions or whatever into the chat window. And he's like, I've also put these in the chat window for you. And I said, I see that. Thank you, Mohan. And he's like, my goal or what does he say? I value my customer and do not want to give any false promises.
That is so appreciated.
Yeah. Like what a nice thing to say. And I was like, I appreciate you, Mohan. You did great. And then he said, thank you for those kind words. You just made my day.
Smiley face emoji.
My goal was to provide excellent customer service. Hope I did.
Yeah. to which I responded, Mohan getting needy.
It's getting extremely needy.
Yeah. I understand the desire for the desire for validation. That kind of job can be incredibly alienating, I'm sure. But you already told him you did good.
Yeah, I was like, you did a good job.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when he said, you know, my goal was to provide excellent customer service, I hope I did. I was like, you did a great job, Mohan. You helped me out a lot.
Okay, cool.
So, you know, and then Mohan, you know, says in bold at the end, bold text, thank you for being part of our Xfinity family. Happy New Year. Enjoy the rest of your days. And keep smiling. God bless.
See, the thing is, enjoy the rest of your days is incredibly profound. We're not
threatening.
let me be clear. We are not laughing because Mohan has a little, you know, there's a little bit of ESL on this.
No, it's a really, really sweet, good natured customer service guy.
Who, very much so.
Like
yes.
Lost his mind at the bare minimum of human decency I showed him.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very cute.
Enjoy the rest of your days and keep smiling. God bless. Two exclamation marks at the end.
Yeah.
To which I responded, I want Mohan to speak at my wedding.
Yeah, we need more Mohan. Like, we need to get Mohan on that show.
Yes.
And like to this, I
well, no,
like,
no, he'll replace me. Is the thing.
Yeah.
If we get Mohan,
he'll replace
Mohan
both of us. It'll just be Mohan talking amongst himself.
Mohan's epic suffering power hour. Yeah.
Mohan x Mohan. Mohan for Mohan, my favorite tag on Craigslist personals. So then I said, because he's like, you know, you can end the chat by hitting end chat. And okay. then before I hit end chat, because I didn't wait around for the response of this, because I started feeling legitimately like not uncomfortable, but just kind of like, this guy going to ask me to hang out? Like, I, you know, just.
It's like, hey, so I need to keep you in the background here while I deal with some other people.
Like, yeah. It's like, do you want to hang out and chat while I work? Just, you know, and so,
you so just like, said, like the communication, it's intimate. Like, it got intimate enough that, like, hey, does this guy need me?
It was really quick.
Yeah.
You know, I hope he's having either a really good time and he's not having like a bad time. And that's why he's like reaching out.
Yeah.
So I was like, Mohan, thank you again for all of your help. Please keep the wind at your back. Because I felt like, enjoy the rest of your days. I wanted to say something like,
yeah, yeah,
a little Game of Thronesy or something back to him. And, but then I hit end chat before he could respond because I didn't like the proposal that would have come after that, or just like the, you know, I couldn't handle that.
No, so. No.
But God, what a sweet man.
Yeah. No, that is a man who is killing it. It's not that, you do not need to, you know, debase yourself in order to be effusively, you know, pleasant, right?
Yeah.
You know, like that is not the sense that I get from what Zohan did.
No. Yeah. Yeah, he was not debasing himself. It was just like a little extra.
And I also did the absolute thing I was trying not to do for these last 5 minutes. I called Mohan Zohan.
You messed up the Zohan.
Yep. No. Did not intend to do that, but
no one intends to mess with the Zohan.
Because he'll, because he'll kick you when you don't think he can kick you. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen the Zohan.
I've only seen the commercial. He's a hairdresser.
He is a hairdresser.
He is ex Mossad and he is a hairdresser.
Yes.
And I think Rob Schneider's there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob Schneider might be one of the first people who messes with the Zohan in the movie. Zohan origins.
He says you can do it, and Zohan says I know, and then Zohan kills him with some scissors. Yep. Yeah.
Zohan murders him.
Yep.
Just over and over. And just like on every page. Just the episode of Radioactive.
Yeah, where they die on every page. Like, you fold it, you bought it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. But anyway, if you're listening, Mohan, I love you.
Yeah. No, you're doing good. And he solved the problem. He
solved the problem. He gave me a credit. He also found like he's like, hey, we have this promotion running the last for 2 years. It's gonna bring your bill down $30 a month.
What?
And I'm like, Mohan, you're killing it, my dude. You're like,
yeah,
is incredible. Like the I hate, you know, I am so loathe to say good things about a company.
Like you're saying a good thing about an individual here.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, like, Comcast did a good job hiring Mohan.
Yes.
I hope they're treating Mohan well.
I hope that Mohan continues to prosper there.
Yes.
I wish him more good days than bad.
Yes. And I hope he enjoys his job.
Yes.
You know, regardless of, you know, how shitty Comcast is.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Well, that was uplifting.
Yeah. I'm gonna donate my $30 in savings every month to the Mohan Defense Fund.
just in case he gets wrapped up in litigation.
start a scholarship in his name. $30.
$30 a month. And you're gonna get $360.
Yep. The Mohan Memorial, the scholarship for $30. Yeah. By part of a textbook. It's on Mohan.
Yeah, by the first 50 pages of a textbook.
Yeah. Incredible. What a solid bro.
Yeah. That sounds like an episode to me. I don't know. I don't have anything else to say. There's nothing on Game Facts. Yeah, there are no facts, and there are people just doing comedy in the reviews and stuff like that.
There's one review of a guy who likes it a lot more than it deserves,
mm-hmm.
but it's not funny.
Yes. Right, yeah. On the Genesis version, I think there's one topic, and the topic is that's right. No escape. And the topic itself is shitty. Like, just sets it up like, oh, no escape from the frustration, but like, that's right. No escape. That's right. Don Brodka.
Yeah. Not a whole lot to it.
No.
So, yeah. So thanks for everybody for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for suggesting this.
Yep. Thank you, Mike. I'm peppering a couple of random suggestions in here just while we are building up the building up the queue of abject suffering backer demands for 2020. So the line is pretty short right now. So if you want to go to patreon.com/duckvtv, if you pledge at $25 a month, then you get the ability to demand a game. One person asked, hey, do I have to like stay at $25 a month until you air it? No, it's just one. Like when you pledge at that, you get put on the list. And then I send you an email when we have enough of them. So,
So, and we don't do these really far in advance. Mm-hmm. So it might be a minute before we get those emails, but we will get to you.
Yeah.
And as always, if we fuck something up, let us know.
Yeah, please.
We'll fix it. Also, ratings, reviews on Apple Podcasts are appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And telling your friends, appreciate it.
Yeah.
And let's take to, at some point, we'll be doing some kind of slow ass game, and I will talk about No Escape because I will probably watch No Escape.
Yes.
So if you're a big No Escape fan, if that's why you like tuned into this, know that there is more No Escape.
If you were looking for the bonfire side chat of No Escape,
it's probably the closest thing you're going to get. So.
Oh, man. So, yeah. I've got a new thing that I'm doing, so I need to be the last person.
I
did see
that.
I
know that I wasn't supposed to, but I saw that it was happening because I follow you on Twitter.
Well, I told you, as long as you didn't see the responses, then you're good.
No, I didn't read it or anything.
Yeah. Until next time, this is Gary and Cole signing off once more. Thanks for tuning in. I hope we weren't a bore. Join us next time for more jokes about cummies. I hope you all have satisfying 2020s. Ross out.
That's very good. That's very cute.
Thanks, Holland.
That's very good.
Umbasa.